الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. ما شاء الله, our whole object has been achieved, but the tears shed by Maulana Farid. What Allah loves is when tears come out. On that Allah Ta'ala, in fact Allah Ta'ala, azab that has come, when tears come out, Allah takes that azab also away. Otherwise, normally when Allah's azab comes, then there is nothing that can stop it. But these tears, and mashallah, as Maulana explained, this concern of our islah. And if a person cries to Allah Ta'ala for his islah, what more can there be? So Allah give us that reality, that really this islah, we become concerned about it. And if we are concerned, the easy way each one of us can find out is, are we making dua for it? That is very easy. The actual effort might, we find it difficult. But to make dua that, Ya Allah, make my islah, Ya Allah, let me become a good person, let my aqaid be correct, let my ibadat be correct, my muamalat, my business dealings, all my financial matters must be correct, my muasharat, how I live in society with everyone, my akhlaq must be correct. These are the few basic things. There are more also, but these basic things, when a person makes this dua. And at the time of iftari, there is the month of du'as, the whole month of Ramadan. The person who is fasting, the fasting person's du'as are readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And the malaika who are so much engaged in Allah's tasbih, singing the praises of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala tells them also in Ramadan that now that is stopped. But say Ameen on the du'a of the people who are keeping roza. So what a month this is. And then during the night, from the time of iftari, the whole night Allah Ta'ala is announcing that who is there who wants this, who wants that. And a person who asks of Allah, he asks of Allah, asks of Allah, asks of Allah, Allah himself. Right? That is the greatest thing. And here also, just while we are on the way, when we ask Allah for him, then it should not, it's permissible that we ask him that, Allah, you become mine. If Allah becomes ours, then we say Allah will do everything of ours. But not that we want our things to be done, but that we just want Allah. That is a very high level. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, really Hazrat was at that position. He says, I can sacrifice 100 of my lives. And to give your life, whatever difficulty, hardship you go through, doesn't matter. But Allah must be happy. We want Allah to be happy that He keeps us happy. That we are in afiat, we are in order, our things go well. So we want to make our ibadah that Allah will be happy with us. So Allah will see, it is permissible, 100% that Allah will see. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. The tarjuma, Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah Ali says, you bring iman and do amal saliha, Allah will give you mazidar zindagi, a life of enjoyment. And the akhirat, Allah will reward you much more greater of what you did. Allah will give you much more. 100% on amal, Allah has promised what. And Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, rahmatullah alayhi, should also say, it's alright, tell the people, On this amal you will get this benefit of dunya. This amal, you read Surah Waqia, poverty won't come to you. But the real, that is 100%, there is no doubt in it. But the real thing is that jazba coming to us, that we want to please Allah. Even like Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah, so many years he was ill. But he was happy in that condition also. So, and as we heard last night in the kitab, that when difficult conditions come on a person, trials, tribulations, in that also you make shukr to Allah. For us it's a thing we can't even think about. But in that condition, that is the banda that Allah is really happy with. And then what Allah will give, not this dunya's happiness, Allah gives us comfort, ease, afiyat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed, ask Allah ta'ala for afiyat. We are so weak. But on that what Allah will give in jannat, we cannot imagine. And what jannat will be. And forget jannat, when Allah himself will present himself. And he will not only, the zaat of Allah is so great, that when a person gets the zaat of Allah, and not only the zaat of Allah, the being of Allah, if you got Allah, and Allah will give himself to the people of Jannah, but the pleasure of Allah, then Allah will declare, more than that, I'm pleased with you. And more than that, I will never be displeased with you again. Allah make us that through the barakat of our bashayikh and elders, that these valuable things, and for that Allah has put us in this world. Not for sports. Many people ask, what's wrong with sports? It's all right, you can play sports, what's wrong? You go for a holiday, what's wrong? You go to a resort, what are you doing wrong? Nothing wrong. But Allah, what He has put us, keep that in mind. That وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ To recognize Allah for the ibadat of, and fortunate are those who understand this in their young age. All this is to be done when we are young. Mm. Eh? Not when you are old, then also alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl. But really when we are young, and a person takes this into him, and now he works in that, my life, one split second of my life is valuable. How can I waste it in listening to sports, in playing sports? All the other things, exercise to stay healthy is good, but for that we make our niyat for the pleasure of Allah. We do some exercise, well and good. But the real thing is that we just devote our lives to find. And then the month of Ramadan, which is so valuable, every moment of it, that we don't waste a split moment in the month of Ramadan. And we see our mashayikh, how they endeavored, how they strove in this way, how they made effort that not a single moment must be wasted in this month, day and night. Everything you sleep, also make niyat, Ya Allah, write this also down as ibadat. I'm a weakling. Allah's qudrat is above everything, that even without sleep, Allah can give you strength and you carry on. And there are those people who do that. And we read in the kitabs, our mashayikh have written that how they went in the they slept only perhaps once in 15 days for a little while. They ate only once in 15 days. And just if we train ourselves, we can reach there. And from small, the children, if we train them, we will reach there. But unfortunately, this environment that we are in, and we just take it that the environment is around us, and we just have to submit to the environment. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said so beautifully, Zamana, time, the environment, the mahol, life, is not, we are not from mahol. We are the ones who make the time. It is not that. We are the products of time. We have taken it. Well, the environment is like this, Western way of life, modernism, free way of life. So today, what can we do? Our children also, they need now little bit and that. But a true mu'min is one who changes, turns the tide around. A mu'min is not who swims with the tide. A mu'min, Allah make us that he swims against the tide. Mm. That is a mu'min. Badal al-Islamu ghariba. Islam started in such a way that it was like nobody understood. Who are these people now? So now. Like today, many places also, dressed according to women, dressed with burqa. What is people? Why are they dressing like this? Why are they behaving like this? It's a strange way. You talk to a woman, you don't look at her, you're just looking down when you have to. Not just that you go and talk to a woman, but when you have to talk, then you're just looking down. And then they also wonder, what's wrong with this person? Nobody in the world does this. Everyone, their eyes meet and you talk. Even your intentions are clean. But yeah, this person just looks and just looks and just looks down all the time. So this is how Islam started, a complete fatuba lil khuraba. A time will come when these people again will have this glad tidings for such people. So they are great glad tidings. And what Allah will give, Allah keep makes us that our focus is not on this dunya. It our focus be on akhirat. What Allah has kept in Jannah. And like today, Imam Sahib read in Fajr, all Allah's azab that came. Allahu Akbar. Allah protect us all. In this world, where can we take the slightest bit of Allah's punishment? Allah's little just reminder also we can't take. A little wake up call also. The ring of Allah's wake up call we can't take. That also. We just have to beg for afiyat. So anyway, dua that just came to my mind. It's a common dua. Everyone knows it. But Allah give us tawfiq to make it. That Allah make us of those people whom He frees from the fire of Jahannam during this month. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Make us of those people who you give emancipation. You give freedom. With those who are booked for Jahannam. And in this month, huge amounts at the time of iftari Allah sets free. Allah, this is the month that Allah has given us. So when this is the case, now we must go and play sports. And somebody has written, is this the time with our phones now? I read 2 suparas, now my head is heavy. Now I must play some games here. Or I must now Google this, or I must Google that. There is no time for it. And as Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that if our hearts become pure and clean, we just won't get saturated with Quran. We'll just read. You'll say, now I read 5 suparas, now I'll take a look. When you come to the end, you just see you're moving on again. You're reading again, and you're reading more again. May Allah cleanse our hearts. That is what this month of Ramadan is. Then we'll see that our heart goes into ibadat. Otherwise, now we want to justify, forget sports. Forget, some people even justify music, that music also, na'uzubillah, is jais, etc. Today we want to justify interest also. We want to justify photo making. We want to justify TV, whatever you can think of, everything. Just cleanse the heart and see then in which direction the heart goes. And this is the ideal month. This is the month also for that, that a caller calls out, oh, doer of good, come forward, do your good. And oh, doer of evil who wants to do evil, stay back. At least respect the month of Ramadan. Don't do your wrong. Don't do your evil in this month. You want to do it, please stay back. Don't do it. Do your good. So what? As we go towards good, Allah wants to give us more and more good. And as Maulana Abdul Rahman explained, that we should, one dua that when we call on to Allah, there are quite a few duas. One is the dua, Allahumma lakal hamd, Allahumma lakal hamd, كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. When a person reads this, the malaika ask Allah, what is the reward of this? Allah says, you don't know, I'll give that reward. So ask Allah with those words. When a person reads, Allahumma ya hayyu ya qayyuh, then announcement is made, you have now opened the doors. Now whatever you want to ask, you will be given. And in Ramadan, how much more Allah Ta'ala. And the alim wrote that make dua to Allah, Ya Mawlai Rahmatil Lil Alameen. The Mawla of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the poet of Allama Busairi says that if there wasn't the in Ashadu La Ilaha, the La, then La should not come on the tongue of Allah. He should just only Naam, yes, give. And we see at the time of the conquest of Mecca, and in the world there wasn't a conquest like that. Without one drop of blood being shed. And who were those people? We know the time of Hijrat. How many of the youngsters got together to take the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? Those same people now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, amnesty. Who comes to the haram, amnesty for him. Who goes to the house of Abu Sufyan, amnesty for him. Who goes here, yeah, amnesty, only amnesty for him. Those who ran away and don't want to accept Islam, call them and let them have freedom for them also. No matter what they had done, everyone was just pardoned, When Rahmatul Lil Alameen is like that. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when Shaban came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ibadat, namaz, rozas, didn't know limits. And his spending in the path of Allah knew no limits also. He would spend, until he had nothing, he would just spend. He told Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, anfiq ya Bilal, oh Bilal, you spend. When he said that, oh Allah's Rasul, our debts have gone now more. And we haven't got money now to give. He said, no, you still spend. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Padanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, when his tashkil was made the first time, he told those brothers of Mewat who had come to Bombay that I've got debts on me. So how can I go out in debt? Debts are more important. They asked for what you had, you got debts. How come you came into debt? He said, the masjid I'm making imamat in, the musallis had taklif. They had problem. There was no toilet there. So they needed a toilet. So I took a debt to build a toilet for them, which is what a thing. Who of us will do that? Go and take a debt so that the musallis can have some ease and comfort. So he said, big city, Bombay, where are they going toilet? So I built. So he says, if you could take a debt for a toilet, then for your deen and akhirat, then you can't take a debt for that. You can't take a loan for that. So then Maulana, alhamdulillah, went, and the world has seen that, alhamdulillah, how Maulana is one person also who was known as Lisan-e-Tabligh, the tongue of Tabligh. How Allah Ta'ala gave him what position and how many people changed their lives at the talks of Maulana. So this is that a person spends in the path of Allah. Allah opens, and rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see so many qissas. The sahaba, how Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should spend and encourage spending. And the Quran encourages so much to spend in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when rahmatul lil alameen is like that, then he is Mawla, he is creator, Rabbul alameen. Who is the Rabb of the entire. Rabb is that being who brings into existence from non-existence. Scientists can only do things with raw material. They get this here, there, put it together, juggle around with it. They present something. But Allah Ta'ala, when He wants to, He just kun. And it comes into existence. You don't need an architect's plan. You don't need an engineer's plan. You don't need this report. You don't need that report. Nothing. It all just falls into place. How great is not Allah Ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala knows us more better than what we know our children or what our parents know us. Sometimes we say, it's my boy. I know him. But do you know how many hair he's got on his eyebrow? Or on his eyelid, who knows? We don't know. Allah Ta'ala knows every how many hair each person has got. His whole body, each wrinkle on the body, everything. Blood, we say is blood. But blood is, ask the doctors and they'll tell us what blood is made up of. Cholesterol, we say is cholesterol. But cholesterol is so many, and their knowledge is also very limited. When they come to a later stage, they say, now we have understood, we called it cholesterol, but actually it's this and it's this and this. But Allah's knowledge, Allahu Akbar. So that great being, we can't fathom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the way to understand Allah ta'ala, to mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata. I can't fathom you with my brain. I believe in you, Ya Allah. And that is those people who have got the true knowledge. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. That those who have drunk deep, we don't understand many things, but we just accept. And that is really the height of knowledge. The real height of knowledge, that those things that in our deen, which Allah wanted to keep, that we must not know more about it. Those people of true knowledge, they say, no, just this there. So much. Istiwa al arsh, Allah Ta'ala is on his arsh, the Quran says. How is it to ask of it is bid'at? Now we will say, no, you must know. But the people of true knowledge, Allah is, and what Allah meant, that is it, finished. We don't go into more details in here. And many things what Allah has wanted to keep covered, why must we uncover it?
Alif Lam Mim, Ha Mim, Ta-Seen. Who knows the meaning? The very start of the Quran shows that you just have to say, we believe. Allahu A'lamu bi Muradihi. That Allah knows the meaning. We don't know. We can't go further. We can't explain it. And those are the rasikhin fil ilm who just accept it. Who have got superficial knowledge, they want to try it now. Swam ye in the field. Akal ki ghore chalate hai. They want to use their brains in these things. But the deen is like that, complete. And what many things Allah wanted to keep were ayate muhkamat, which Allah wanted to know. And the other ayat, which Allah wanted, it must stay like that, it is like that. And we accept it like that. But today, again, with the Western influence or whatever influence it is, we want to also go bring these principles and rules in deen also. That we must go deeper into deen, find this out, find that out, explain this, explain that. What Allah wanted to keep like that, Allah left it like that. So Allah Ta'ala, there is a great, great month, the month of Ramadan, Allah has said. And there is a specific purpose of our life here. And that life is to find Allah Ta'ala. If we find, we found many other things, we did not find Allah, we found nothing. And whatever we have found in this world, at the time of mort is going to be left behind. And in fact, in this world, when it will happen, and many of us might have experienced it, as we are coming towards the end, then we want to say, Lawla akhartani ila ajalin qareeb. Ya Allah, give me a little bit more time. I have to finish this, I have to finish that. For others to bring iman, they want to bring iman. But to sort out our matters of our deen, Allah give us tawfiq. Our inheritance must be up to date. My qaza namazes, give me time, Ya Allah, I'll make my qaza namazes. I'll make my qaza rozas. Ya Allah, now I understand I came and you sent me in this world to find you. And now give me some time so that I can go and find you. So this is what it is, the whole object. And this is that great and honorable month that Allah Ta'ala has given us to bring this within us. To get this understanding and this realization that we have to find Allah Ta'ala. We have to bring deen into our lives, deen into our children, and the true deen. Not a superficial deen. Today there is a lot of deen. Today deen has also become entertainment. Almost every aspect of deen is entertainment today. And we just want to entertain ourselves. It's a walima da'wat. It's an honorable occasion. But it's also just entertainment. Weddings are totally right out. We can say they are out of the fold of Islam. The way our weddings are carrying on, they are out of the fold of Islam. What is happening? So much so that only the nikah is little bit Islamic. And one nikah, one wedding in Pakistan where they got big, big halls ready for all the weddings, etc. Yeah, also now this has started. So one place, 3 days the wedding lasted. After 3 days, there was dispute whether the nikah took place. Ijab Qabool. For what the whole wedding was spread over 3 days. And how much of money. But the groom was not aware. He was also in a trance. Nobody was aware whether actually ijab and qabul took place and the wedding took place. So all this entertainment, but to get the true deen and the real essence of deen. For example, we all like to be popular. But the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should say, when we see somebody is popular, we fear there is mudahanat in him. That is, he compromises on his deen. He wants to make everyone happy. Because if you are straightforward and you want to live on deen, people won't like you. What you want to say, this you're saying this is right, this is wrong, everything. He's got a problem with everything. Not everything you ask him, not acceptable, not acceptable, not allowed, not allowed. So he's not a person that is liked. But if you want to please Allah, you do that. And eventually at the end, you are the winner. There is no doubt in it. Even in this world, Allah makes you the winner. How the people of Makkah Mukarramah hated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said that his face is the most hated face, wal-iyazu billah. But when the same people accepted Islam, they said, your face is the most beloved face to us on the surface of the earth. So you become the winner, but you have to stand for it. And you have to be convinced of that, of the true way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Khanqah, That also, our what we call i'tikaf, khanka, is also entertainment. More now, as Maulana Musa was explaining, the eating and that, we dish out and we eat so much and we don't observe the etiquette. So it is more just an entertainment. Eid day will also be an entertainment, eh, with new clothes. As one khutbah, one alim has written the khutbah, that Eid is not to put up digs and cook lot of food. But Eid is for those people who have got who fear the wa'id, the warnings which Allah has sounded. It is for Eid is for them. Laysa liman labisa al-jadeed, not who wear new clothes. We are worried of new clothes, but they are worried of other things. Those people. So Allah make it that the reality of Deen comes into us, that we work towards and go in that direction. We can't. We can. Allah Ta'ala, His Qudrat is very great. Ibrahim ibn Adham, how from where he was and the next moment where he was. But for us, if Allah wishes and we beg and cry, it's the same Allah. He can make us also like that. Otherwise, but at least we realize and recognize and admit that we are not right, that we are faulty, that we are wrong. How many things of us, how many bid'at are in us, how many shirkiyat are in us, nifaq, Allahu Akbar. When the Sahaba feared nifaq, where do we stand? But at the same time also, it has come also, it has been narrated that at the time the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that if you will do 90% of deen and you leave out 10%, you will have big problems in the akhirat. A time will come when they'll only do 10% and 90% will be left out, they will also get their salvation. So Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind, we are very weak. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and these are our ulama, they clarified everything. They didn't leave anything in ambiguity. So he says the 10% doesn't mean that we have got 5 times namaz a day, now we make half a namaz. 10% will be half a namaz. No, not that. We will still make the full in quantity everything. 30 rozas. Now we don't say 3 rozas because now 10% you do is enough for this zamana. And the others you can leave out. 3 tarawis we make. Perhaps some people got that. They only make 3 tarawis. After that they miss it. They got the, perhaps they have understood this here that the 10% is sufficient for us. No, quantity of everything will still be the same. The quality. We can't have that ikhlas which the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, which the Akabir and the Aslaf had. That feeling of deen and sacrifice for deen. What Sahaba radiallahu anhu? In the battle of Uhud, when there was a temporary defeat for the Muslims, a loss for the Muslims, and now the enemy were leaving already, then the command came that you must go behind the enemy. And who must go? Those who were injured in this battle. Only they must go. Now, Allahu Akbar. You have been just injured. You sort of outwardly, you suffered a defeat. And now you're going after the same enemy that defeated you. But by this, Allah Ta'ala changed the whole tables. So where can we understand this also? Our understanding is so limited, so limited. For us, there is no other way. Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear, O Allah. We obey how much we can. Where we falter, ghufranak. Ya Allah, you make us ma'am. So we just have to go in that way. We have to keep on trying in this way all the time. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great month of Ramadan for 30 days. Now is the month of du'as. Let it not be. Our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say when we go for Hajj also, how we make a shopping list when we're going to do shopping for the month or for the week. Must buy this, 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 this. We write it down. When we go for Hajj, all your du'as you want. Before time, make a du'a list. And when you go to Arafat especially, then make sure you make every du'a. Ulama have written one aspect of Hajj. Allah has called you because He wants to give you. That you just come and ask Him what you want. So don't let anything be left out. And by Allah, there is nothing that will be said out of stock. Or it's not on the shelf. Or if the date is expired. By Allah, everything is there. You just ask Allah Ta'ala. So, like that, a person should ask Allah Ta'ala. And for the month of Ramadan also, once the month is gone, for many of us, well, it's just a burden less. Na'uzubillah. Allah save us. Allah bring, we come out. If we speak to this level, inshallah we'll at least come to that level that we understand that that this month wasn't a month that it was a burden on us. That when is it going to get finished? Rozas now, this restriction, that restriction. No, now we'll come to realize that it is a valuable month and we have to take. I couldn't take, but at least I lost out on a very valuable month. Not just that good is gone now. So at least so much comes into us. Many people ask also, why do ulama always speak against dunya? That dunya is nothing to go after. Dunya is like this. Dunya is like that. They just speak and so Allah gave me tawfiq. I told one person, after they speak so much, we still just so much in dunya. And if they don't speak and they have to just give little leeway of dunya, which today is happening, that just give little, then we are going, how far we are going away. When we are speaking so much against it, still we are just behind dunya. Then when the person encourages little dunya, no, it's alright, this is also alright. Little, you need entertainment also. You can't be so hard also. Allow this also. Hairstyle also. Now you can't be so hard on the hairstyle. Type of clothing also. Allow this also. Then where are we going to land? We're going to land up. So this dunya, it's so beautified to us. So beautiful it is. It comes forward to us. Shaitan presents it so beautifully to us. Our minds don't work. Our minds are, we are totally, as it is, has been rightly said, that all women are half-minded. That is true. But they swipe a man with full mind off his feet. He doesn't know what is happening. Just a little chuckle, just a little smile, or just a little bit something, and man is completely wiped off. So this is how this dunya is. And this woman, hibalatu shaitan. They are the traps by which shaitan traps people. So how careful a person has to be. So therefore, our akabir, they were so careful on small points. A point that is here and there is going to cause you problem. They cut it or they stopped you here. But we don't see this. We don't want to. That we don't see anything wrong. So much so, it's a wise adage that you prepare for the future. Everyone says. But today, good people say, you just worry of the present. Don't worry, the future will look after itself. Whereas a wise person is who plans and looks and prepares. Yes, and the real future is our akhirat. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has put us for a definite purpose in this world. And we have come here to achieve that. And Allah Ta'ala has made it such, Allah reward our akabir and our buzurgs. This environment that we get together, we make this muzakara, that we see when we come in the masjid, every one of us, we have to go out, make wudu, we come back again, even if we are in i'tikaf. But when we come, we see one person is in tilawat, one person is in namaz, another person is in dua, another two people are hambrowing door one to another, another people, they are learning something. This is making that environment alive by which the whole of Makkah came into Islam. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and the night fell now. So Hinda said that every conqueror, especially when the night falls, then they go into plundering. Afsaduha. They just cause fasad and all the types of crime and violence and looting and robbing and raping and all that takes place. So let me go and see that what are these people doing. That what and what. When she comes, Allahu Akbar. She accepts Islam. Tears come from her eyes. Somebody is in namaz. Somebody is in dua. Somebody is in tilawat. Somebody is in zikr. So that environment, that does everything. So here also, the more we create that environment, then a person who comes for 1 minute in this environment, he will also benefit. As we benefit from the air cons, it's cold, they are put on, we get warm. But this environment is much more. So if we all now work together, we get together for this, and that is why our akabir had these gatherings. Not for party making, not for eating and just worrying about sleeping and eating, etc., but that we create this environment. And then this environment has effect on everyone. The things of deen, one time, Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, very great alim, Allama, And he used to give him the title of Allama by Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, he said he's an Allama. Hey, what a great person. So he was visiting us here. Fajr time, he saw I was not here for Fajr, so he asked the friends, where is he? So they say he goes to Jami Masjid, Tarjuma of Quran Sharif, Dars of Quran. He became so happy. He says, wherever, and may Allah let all of us start, the ulama, wherever we have got our masjid, start with Dars Quran, Dars Hadith, for the public. He says, where this Dars Quran takes place, a column of Noor goes from here right to the skies. And then from that Noor, that not only the Muslims, non-Muslims also benefit. Not only human beings, animals also benefit. Not only vegetation, stones also benefit. So wherever deen environment is created, there is only goodness in that. So this deen environment must be in our masajid. It must be in our madaris also. And not only they are teaching deen, but a deen environment. And who makes the environment? It's not by the authorities who impose it. Every individual makes it. So if everyone contributes to it, then there will become a dini environment. One king had told that for whatever reason that the pond where water is kept, that I want milk to be filled in here. All must fill milk in here. So it is for that night, all must fill milk. So one person thought that everyone is going to throw milk. If I throw water, what difference will it make? I'll save my milk, which my cow gives or whatever. I'll just throw water and no one. Unfortunately, everyone thought like that. That everyone with the... everyone else will throw milk. I'll throw water. Next morning, the king saw pure water. Clear, crystal clear water. No milk whatsoever. So like that in the environment, in a madrasa also. Every student feels, if I'm not there for namaz, all the others are there, masjid is full. But unfortunately, many think like that. So we find that the namaz attendance is very poor. Yeah, in the khanqah, if we feel like that, that everyone else will be making tilawat, will be making zikr, dua, if I just stay away, if I stay absent, it won't make any difference. But unfortunately, that thought also has effect on others. Others also think like that. And then we find a poor response. And then what we wanted, that does not come about. One time, in the Khanqah of Hazrat al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when Hazrat was in Saharanpur, somebody in the Khanqah saw a dream that Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came personally and he gave each mu'takif a envelope. A gift from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. This dream was narrated to Hazrat. Hazrat said, it's not because of me, it's the environment you people have created. And this environment is loved by Allah, it's loved by His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if we all create this environment in our masajid, in the madrasas, in our khanqas, when we go in jamaat, Allahu Akbar. When the first jamaat went to Chana Bowen, and then they were working near the Khanqah of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali. So he went and visited them to see. And when he went and see, when he saw them, somebody was collecting firewood to make fire, to cook. Somebody was kneading the flour. When he went in the masjid, somebody was in tilawat, somebody was in zikr. So he said, he's the jamaat of the Sahaba. And with that, the hidayat will spread. So when these amal are alive in us, but unfortunately, everywhere across the board today, we go in Jamaat also, we say must order from Kentucky, must order from McDonald's, and everything else like that. Then that environment is not there. Yeah, in the masjid also, if we create that environment, and then more than that, create the same environment, take it from here. If we make it here, take it home also. And make this environment at home also, that everyone must be influenced by this environment. We get influenced by everyone else. Education of our children, upbringing of our children, good people, we also get influenced. No, it must be in that way. Maulana is here, mashallah, one Maulana. He said, the first thing my children must learn is Quran Sharif. Afterwards they can learn ABC 1, 2, 3. But first Quran Sharif. That is how it must be with us. And what comes first in the heart, that is going to stay forever. So we also first thing, let's learn Quran Sharif. Make ourselves strong in our deen. And that is the environment can do that. It isn't bayans. It isn't lectures. It isn't anything else. It is that environment. And that was that environment that was created in Madinatul Munawwara. That environment spread to the four corners of the world. And if we have to think, Allahu Akbar. But today when we study the Ghazwat, and we study the da'wah the Sahaba gave, where Medina Sharif, where Egypt, where Morocco, where China, where India, and Indonesia, all these places they went, how did they go? How? It's impossible, it's mind-boggling. No aeroplanes, no ox wagon. Hey, walking they went, how they went, on with the camels and that, a person can't comprehend. But this is again a very important thing, that when the love of something comes into the heart, this environment, the love of deen comes into the heart, then is to sacrifice everything below that is easy. Today the love of dunya is there, it is easy for good Muslims to sacrifice deen also. Which was the thing which was incomprehensible, that deen, a Muslim can sacrifice his deen, his namaz. We are traveling, namaz is made qaza, and no second thought also, nothing happened, nothing went wrong. We missed our namazes, and there are those people today, not ulama or hufaz, what we will call like ordinary people, they won't miss one namaz with jamaat also. When they book their bookings also, they'll make air bookings, they'll see namaz time. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Asadullah of Saharanpur, he should hardly travel. Dioban may be about 20 kilometers away. There are buses that come up and down, trains that come up and down. Once when he had to go, he got all the timetables. And to see that he must take such a train, such a bus, that one namaz also must not be missed with jamaat. But today for us, to miss the first rakat means nothing to us. I got my jamaat. Or to miss the whole jamaat also, it means nothing to us. It's not valuable. Whereas these people, one rakat of namaz, one subhanallah, alhamdulillah, meant so much to them. Today it's a whole topsy-turvy world. And today, one time, Abdul Wahab Saab wrote to Maulana Inalana Inamul Hasan Saab. He said that we wanted to put fans in the masjid. They were pressing Haji Sahib. You must put fans. Not air cons also, fans in the masjid. So he said that we don't do anything without the mashura of Nizamuddin. We'll write to Hazraji. What Hazraji will reply? We will do that. So Hazraji replied, I also have drunk, you also drink. So nobody understood that reply. So he said what this means, there was a king, and that king, in his kingdom, all the people, they drank some liquor, and they became drunk, or perhaps even mad, something they drank, and they took off all their clothes, and they walking and running around and all naked. So they told the king that you are mad, you are wearing clothes, the person who's wearing clothes is mad, and we are the right people, the majority, everyone, we are the ones that we are right. So the minister of the king told him, now you also drink, so that everyone becomes the same. So Hazratji said, I also had to put fans, now you also have to put fans. The pressure of it is so much. Otherwise, I remember when we were there, no fans also. And Haji Abdul Wahab, he proved this point that we can't have fans. He says, if you have fans here, you are sitting comfortably here, now you need to take wuzu zuhr time. And that time the wuzu khana was out in the sun, just outside. And who now, you'll make your namaz without wuzu. That now I must go there in the heat like this, I must go there. And the coolness here. So the today thinking is gone completely opposite. So with that thinking, today you don't fit in this world. As somebody say, with old eyes we are seeing new things happening. So it's a complete different zamana now. And today, but those people who will work, if we want to, for our sake, gradually, but at least let us realize that we are far from deen. No, let us not think we are good Muslims. Unfortunately, many of us, we think we are good Muslims. And we find fault with other people. But we are so faulty ourselves. And when we get that realization, that person will want to go for Islah. And then that person will come to Khanqah, wherever in the world, will go in Jamaat, will go to for Umrah, and he will do the things, and his object will be to bring a change. And the post people who are not doing anything, carrying on with their business, whatever, they are staying at home. But Ramzan, if that's realization, Ramzan is more than enough for every person to bring a complete change in a person's life. If we come to understand what Ramadan is, it's more than enough to bring this change. So that change that Allah brings, that urge in us, that I have to bring this change in me. And then with sincerity, not for our pleasure, but solely for the pleasure of Allah, for deen to become alive, deen to be superior. I can be destroyed, I can be crushed to pieces, doesn't matter, but deen must become alive. Allah give us that topic. We are very far from it. And then we now move towards that, and we use this great, great month that Allah has given us in order to achieve this great goal. And a person who has achieved it, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, a person who lives his life like Ramzan, his maut comes like Eid. If we live our, so if we look after our Ramzan, and no doubt, to what extent then a person will look after his Ramzan, he will see so much of deen will come into his life. And for that year, next year build it more, your whole life that amount of deen. A person who will look after his five times namaz in Ramadan, inshallah, Allah, that namaz will come into his life. Who looked after his tilawat in the month of Ramadan, tilawat will come in his life. Who looked after his eyes, he'll look after his eyes after that. And looking after our eyes, one great thing, a common thing which is with everyone, that there is no more that sparkle in the marriage. That spark is not there now. Now you are used to husband and wife, the spark is not there. Now it's not clicking anymore. At the beginning it was clicking, now it's not clicking now. What is all this? Because our eyes are gone somewhere else. If we don't look at any woman, the only woman you look at is your wife. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, what a tajziyah he made. He says the ayat, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. This is not the parda ayat. He says this is in your house with your daughter, with your sister, that you don't look at them directly. The parda ayat is in Surah Ahzab. And this ayat here is that even with your own close family people, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah, it was famous about him. They lived in one house with his son, daughter-in-law. But he said if you put his daughter-in-law with three, four other women and ask Hazratji to identify her, he won't be able to. He never looked at his daughter-in-law in her face. Though they living in the same house. Like this, what is Islamic environment? We don't know what it is. So much it is, they said, that why must a woman cover her heel also with her trouser at the back? That is more to stir up man's emotion. But today, it's everything is displayed. And what a man says, many people, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, the gentleman says, the people, that you always, everything, you people just get emotional about everything. Mm-hmm. We work with all our secretaries and everything, we mix with them and nothing happens to us. So, Hazrat says, if you take butter and you put it in front of the fire and it doesn't melt, it's not butter. So if you are not melting in front, then there's something else wrong with you. Man is made, and Allah made the attraction in the woman, and for woman, Allah made the attraction in man. So the laws of parda and shariat, Allah Ta'ala bless us, Allah forgive us for all our wrong, and bring this reality. May Allah let us, it is only His fazl, give us what this month of Ramadan is, let us appreciate it. Don't count three rozas are gone, four rozas are gone, Ramadan is going so quick, Ramadan is gone. See what have we gained from Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality and make us His true pious servants. And there are many of us who have done, all of us have done wrong, kullukum khatta'un. Allah has left the doors of Tawbah open. We make sincere Tawbah. We turn to Allah. There is no guna that is too big for Allah. that Allah can't, there is nothing that Allah can say that I can't forgive this person. A person turns sincerely, Allah forgives a person. May Allah Ta'ala show His mercy upon us. Subhanallah.